primary education is being outsourced to a private company, and I don't think any government should even think of abandoning the total education system. To my knowledge, this is not only unprecedented, but it's unimaginable.
The Liberian government is saying that education will remain free and that this is a public-private partnership that they are envisaging here.
Yes, but that is very misleading. They will be paying huge amount of money, and that money can be used for the primary schools, because if the schools are to be kept free of cost, government will continue investment in education, and there is no reason why a private company is necessary to do that. It is a core public function of the state, and the government should do that, and there is no need to engage a private company for that purpose.
Liberia says it has an education crisis on its hands. Only 50% of young women, according to latest figures, and 70% or so of boys even finish primary school. They're suggesting drastic measures for a drastic problem.
That is exactly the point, that if and so many girls particularly remain deprived of education in today's world, when it is a core responsibility of the government, then government must assume that responsibility fully. Liberia has been subjected to all this crisis that still does not absolve them of their responsibility for human rights, particularly right to education, which is indispensable for exercise of all other human rights. If they are able to spend so much money, mobilize so much money just to give to a private company, why can't they use it for the purpose of education?
Is there anything that the UN or UNESCO can do to prevent this policy from going ahead?
Definitely. I'm speaking on behalf of United Nations, and I think it is a duty of the system of United Nations and UNESCO to recall their primary obligation under human rights law, right to education, to provide good quality public education for all children. And Liberia, like all governments, must be knowing quite well that UNESCO has a good track record of providing technical assistance for capacity building. So if the argument is they are not properly able to manage and respond to the education requirements, all the more reason to seek technical assistance from public international organizations.